Let us sing to God's praise and glory in Psalm number 97. And again, we begin at the beginning of the psalm. Psalm 97, verses 1 to 7, to God's glory, 1 to 7. Let us pray together. Eternal God of all the earth, we recognize from the Psalms that these ancient Hebrews raised their voices to the God of their salvation. We recognize that our Lord Jesus Christ regarded these Psalms as the very words of God, and the praises of the synagogue and the temple. And these psalms that we sing, he would have sang, not in the same words exactly, but in the same meaning, and in the same requirement to sing and make melody in our hearts to the Lord. As we sing once again from these sacred writings, O Lord, help us not to fall into the trap of simply mouthing well-known words, perhaps learned from childhood, learned through repetitious rote learning, but to sing from the heart, raising our voices as an expression of the raising of our spirits and our lives to the great God who is spoken of in these psalms. And we read of how he delights in the praises of Israel. He is the one who inhabits the praises of Israel. And he is the one who has given us very words to sing, words that are pleasing to him, words that are free of error, words which, if we cling to them, will keep us away from inventing our own praises and our ideas of how God is to be praised. So, Heavenly Father, we give thanks that we have these ancient writings put to music and how poetic they are, and how relevant they are, meant to be sung, meant to be memorized, meant to be preached upon, meant to be the very core of our articulated worship to the God of the Scriptures. This evening, as we gather again, O Lord, we do pray for that grace that would enlighten our understanding as to what we're doing here tonight, that we would remember that coming regularly under the sound of the open Scriptures is not just a good thing to do, it is a godly thing to do, to hear the word of the Lord, not with passivity, but with the activity of an alerted and awakened soul, with the alertness of an awakened heart, and the way in which the psalmist speaks of these things, reminding us, I will hear what God the Lord will speak to his folk. He will speak peace. So help us to speak to God this evening in song, in the reading as we utter these words, and as in the preaching of the word, to listen to God's holy truth speaking to us, words intended to make us wise unto salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. Once again, we give thanks, Lord, for the ability to gather here yet again. We lament how many there are who absent themselves on these Sunday evening services and at other times. We cannot convert them. We cannot change them. We cannot force them. We cannot win them. But we pray for them. And so we pray again for them. And we pray for those throughout the world who are seeking but have nowhere to go to quench their thirst. Perhaps throughout the world, multitudes, seeking light, seeking salvation. But nowhere in their vicinity is there a preacher. Nowhere is there the possession of a scripture. And we pray for these people because we do know, O God, that a seeking sinner and a seeking Savior will always meet in the end. And so we pray that they would keep on seeking, because Christ has told us to knock and to ask and to seek, and we shall find. The door will be opened to us, and our cries and the desires of our heart will be met by the great God whose delight is mercy. So help us to worship and to pray along these lines this evening, O God, to remember that the past is recorded for our learning, the present is an exercise in our applied knowledge, and the future is for our encouragement. So help us to hear and to worship once again in this hallowed evening hour, O God, our Heavenly Father. And this we pray through Jesus' name. Amen. Now we're going to read in the Gospel according to Luke, and in chapter 21. We shall read right through this chapter in Luke chapter 21. And he looked up and saw the rich men casting their gifts into the treasury. And he saw also a certain poor widow casting in thither two little copper coins. And he said, of a truth I say unto you, that this poor widow has cast in more than they all. For all these have of their abundance cast into the offering of God, but she out of her poverty has cast in all the living that she had. And as some spoke of the temple, how it was adorned with goodly stones and gifts, he said, as for these things which you behold, the days will come in the which there shall not be left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And they asked him, saying, Master, but when shall these things be? And what sign will there be when these things shall come to pass? And he said, take heed that you be not deceived, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, And the time draweth near, go ye not therefore after them. But when you shall hear of wars and commotions, be not terrified, for these things must first come to pass, but the end is not by and by. Then he said unto them, Nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and great earthquakes shall be in different places, and famines and pestilences, and fearful sights and great signs shall there be from heaven. But before all these they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And it shall turn to you for a testimony, to settle it therefore in your hearts, not to meditate before what you shall answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay or resist. And you shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinsmen and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But there shall not a hair of your head perish. In your endurance you shall possess your souls. And when you shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is near. Then let them which are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let them which are in the midst of it depart out, and let not them which are in the countries enter thereinto. For these days be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. But woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days, for there shall be great distress in the land, and wrath upon this people. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive into all nations. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles, until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. And there shall be signs in the sun, and the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken, and then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draws nigh. And he spoke to them a parable, Behold the fig tree and all the trees. When they now shoot forth, you see and know of your own selves that summer is now nigh at hand. So likewise you, when you see these things come to pass, know that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. Verily, verily, I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore and pray always, that you may be accounted worthy to escape all those things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. And in the daytime he was teaching in the temple, and at night he went out and abode in the mount that is called the Mount of Olives. And all the people came early in the morning to him in the temple for to hear him. And so on. Well, we remind you then of the notices, as always. We publicly announce public meetings, our Wednesday meeting at 7 o'clock, of course, and the next Lord's Day service is 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. And a welcome always for visitors. We are always glad to have you with us. And the offering will now be received. Psalm number 97, we continue from verse 8. To the end of the psalm, Zion did hear and joyful was, glad Judah's daughters were. The Psalm 97, 8 to 12.